When the American Revolution ended, hundreds of African-American slaves moved to Halifax, Nova Scotia, on Canada's east coast. Many lived in a neighborhood called Africville, the hub of the African-Canadian community. But the people in Africville suffered years of neglect and poor living conditions. City services were deplorable. There was a lack of sewage, water, and lights. And the community quickly turned into a slum. Then, in the 1960s, the proud people of Africville watched with broken hearts as Africville was demolished. Bulldozers destroyed their homes, their church, and their shops. Some say the only possessions they had left were transported to new locations in garbage trucks. The residents received a meager $500 or less to compensate them for the expropriation. Amazing grace. Today, a deserted park and a granite sundial stand where their community used to be. The names of early black settlers are inscribed on the monument. Canada named the location a historical site in 2002. Like me. The former residents of Africville and their descendants are asking for reparations. They believe racism was behind the neglect and destruction of their neighborhood. I'm found, was blind. In the spring of 2004, a member of the United Nations recommended that the province of Nova Scotia compensate the former residents of Africville. See?